It's the one-year anniversary of the police shooting of a black man with bipolar disease in Crown Heights. Saheed Vassell was killed in a hail of bullets on April 4, 2018, by plainclothes NYPD officers and members of a militarized police force. The NYPD's strategic response group is tasked with intervening in periods of civil unrest and terror incidents. The police narrative differed from what community members saw, and it's what the Vassell family and advocates looking for justice say was disregarded. Saheed Vassell's dad is Eric Vassell. He's at City Hall to express the grievance of the family and the disappointment over the decision the Attorney General, Letitia James, has taken in the case, which is not to indict any of the police officers involved in his son's death. Eric Vassell.
We think that's a slap in the face for the Vassell family, especially when it, you know, comes to close to the memorial of his death. You know, we were not looking for such decision to be made by the AG. So we are here to speak about it, to talk about the way we feel about it, and to realize that these cops are still on duty, running around the community when they murdered Saheed in cold blood without a cause. So me and my family is very emotional at this time, knowing to the fact that tomorrow will be the 1 year anniversary of his death. So you can imagine where our hearts are, you know, in sadness. So we are here to speak our mind and to say, you know, that we would like more accountability when it comes to police killing of the young people around in our community. So that's what we're really here for, to speak about it.
And what about how Saheed was portrayed in the media and also by police?
Yeah, well, it was terrible, because just after he died, you know, he was portrayed like he was a thug. But all we know that my son was a bipolar person. But the best thing that when they come to the community show them a difference of this young man, that he was not a thug, he was from a good family, have a good home. You know, unfortunately, he have a bipolar sickness that many New Yorkers have. And to treat people with bipolar disorder as if they are not wanted or if they're not counted, that is not a good sign when it comes to humanity. So we are here to say that, you know, the treatment of Saheed is, it's less than the way you may treat a dog. And we are very hurted about that also, you know, because Saheed was a good father, a good son, a loving, a kind and helpful person in the community. And the community show and appreciate him for, you know, all that he was doing there. So it's a tragedy that we are living with, but we hope and pray that it will not happen again.
What we have now, according to Brooklyn Councilmember Brad Lander, is dysfunction.
And, you know, we've been trying for years to change the way the NYPD respond to people in mental distress, and we get words about it, but the evidence is clear that we haven't trained anywhere near the number of officers. And in this case, you just see everything that fails in that system. You asked this question about listening to neighborhoods and whether that gets built in. So we have this whole neighborhood policing apparatus, and in some cases it does have officers who know and hear people in the community. And in this case, actually, they had the knowledge that would have been necessary to save Saheed's life, right? But if you then have these other parts of the system that come crashing down with force and guns with no questions asked, you know, it totally belies the idea of a model that's in partnership with neighborhoods. So this is both a case of systemic failure. Like, we've known for a long time that the system we're using for police response to people in mental distress is very often deadly. That's a system failure, and we haven't fixed it, and it cost Saheed Vassell his life. So that's a systemic failure. That does not exonerate the officers who are part of that system. And the, you know, I think the families were very eloquent about the reasons why this is a real failure to hold people accountable for their actions. So, but I just feel like there's almost a kind of like implicit finger pointing in both directions. Like, they're not going to be held accountable individually because there's a systemic failure, but we're not going to fix the systemic failure either. And so what that means, sadly, is like there'll be a next time. This is depressing because we're not getting justice for Saheed. It's also depressing because we know we're not fixing a system that is going to take someone else's life at some point in the future. And that is heartbreaking.
What about the strategic force? And should that be used? Should that even exist? And should they be going in, should a militarized force be going into neighborhoods?
No, of course not. I mean, it's not even what, even if you accepted the mission of that thing, it's not to do this, you know, like when that thing was created, it was about responding to terrorist incidents and maybe preposterously also protests, which are not terrorist incidents, as someone who's been in an awful lot of protests. But even if you accepted the mission of that group at its word, it's not supposed to be like driving around waiting to come down in force on one mentally ill individual. That's so no, like that, it should not be. It should not be.
As Saheed Vassell's family is marking the death of their son, behind Eric and Lorna Vassell stands Hawa Ba, mother of Mohammed Ba, another young man with emotional difficulties, also killed by the NYPD. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.